Thank you, Angela. Let us pray. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. I learned something new this week. Sometimes I learn things. I found that after school, I thought that I wouldn't have to learn anything else. But you know that school is just the formal setting for learning, and life teaches us so much. And as I was researching the term making your swords into plowshares, I looked it up on the internet. I also love the internet because I can learn so much from it. You can learn a lot of junk too, but there are some good things on the internet. And so I plugged that in, pounding our swords into plowshares, and I found a statue. Now, some of you may know about this statue. It's in front of the United Nations, and it's a statue of a man with a hammer pounding a sword into a plowshare. But what was most fascinating to me was this was a gift to the United Nations in 1959 by the Soviet Union. Now, being raised in that era, I'm dating myself, some of the younger people don't know that, we were taught that the people of the Soviet Union were godless. So it would have been a shock to know that they knew this scripture verse. I was also taught that they were a militaristic group that were bent on the world domination of the entire world and that they wanted to take over the world militarily, that was the goal of the people of the Soviet Union. I remember bomb drills, because we were told that the Soviet Union's leaders had their finger pressed on the atomic bomb button, and at any time, a bomb could fall. And being raised in New York City, we'd be the first ones targeted. And so our drills consisted of going under tables, going under our desks, and having our desk protect us in case an atomic bomb fell. Even at that age, I wondered about the wisdom of that and how hiding under my desk was going to prevent a bomb from getting me. So even today when I read and saw this beautiful statue, it was hard for me to believe that in 1959, the Soviets would give this wonderful gift to the United Nations in the hope that one day swords would be beaten into plowshares. Isn't that a utopian dream? We think about that. I'm sure the people in Isaiah's time thought Isaiah was on something, because even at that time there were wars and rumors of wars. Even at that time, people were looking to obtain other people's property through force. And so Isaiah talks about what word of God being something we read. He said, I saw something. I envisioned this world where all the nations, rather than being at war, will be at peace, will learn from God. And some of us in the Christian faith think that that means something pie in the sky in the great by and by. When we get to heaven, everybody's going to make nice with each other. Or when Jesus comes back, he's going to set everything right, and all we have to do now is just sit and wait. But that's not what Isaiah says. He says to us, people of God, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. If peace is going to come, it's not going to come because Jesus comes back and says, you're going to make nice with each other. It comes because the people of God start to walk in his light. Now, what does that mean, walking in the light of the Lord? It means that we have to put other glasses on. We have to see through the lens of Jesus. We have to see the other, the person that we might think is the enemy, the person that is different from us, and see that that person has the same humanity that I do. I have to see the person who has wronged me or who I think as an enemy has the same hopes and aspirations and dreams that I have. That dreams for a better day. That dreams for a life that is filled with love and hope and peace. Sometimes the most aggressive person is that way because hope and peace have been shattered. I was watching the news the other night, and they were talking about the children of Syria who are refugees. And they showed this little boy who, in playtime, gets very aggressive and angry. And you can see why. All his hopes and dreams have been taken away. If peace is to come, the people of God have to start walking in the light of the Lord, seeing the other in a different lens, seeing the humanity of people. Peace does not mean we sit passively by. Peace is an action. Walking is an action. I think of Martin Luther King Jr. when he was leading all the protests. He did not lead the protests in hate. He led the protests in love. When he talked about passive resistance, people who were passively resisting were also getting water hoses turned on them and smacked around. Peace is an action, and it's not for people who are not courageous. Peace is probably the hardest thing we have to do. Now, last week I told a story on myself, how I had refused to forgive somebody. And I had said that if we don't learn the lesson, we repeat it time and time again. God just brings more stuff into our lives. And I felt really good about that sermon. People told me that it made a difference. And, you know, I started to feel a little prideful. 2 days after the sermon, somebody did something that really frosted me. And I have a witness to this. I said, that's it. That person's crossed out. And I've had it. I've had it up to here. I'm done. Come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. And I had to again say, I guess I haven't learned. If we want peace on earth, first of all, it has to start in our families. And there's always one in every family that just drives you bananas. Doesn't mean you have to like the person. Doesn't mean you have to approve. But it does mean that you have to love and be at peace. It starts in our families. Then it starts in our community. And in Ephraim, sometimes we just get so aggravated with each other. Come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. We have to let it go. And it's a work in progress, folks. I understand that. And then we have to look beyond that. When peace is on this earth, it is not a utopian ideal. It starts when the people of God get serious about peace in our families, in our community, and beyond. Come, let us walk this week in the light of the Lord. How will you do that this week? How will you walk in God's light? Who do you need to be at peace with? Let us pray. Lord, I thank you that we learned something so profound that even people that we say are the sworn enemies of this country have hopes and dreams as we do. Those in prison have hopes and dreams as we do. We ask that you would help us of peace to walk in your light this season and beyond. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.